Hello.
Hi, this is Kevin Sarmiento calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. I'm not feeling anything today and I will not ask you for a donation. May I please speak with Benito Angel Macias?
Yes.
Are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances for you to vote in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are there 50-50 chances, or don't you think you will vote?
I will vote.
Thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like county board of supervisors, do you always vote most of the time, only vote some of the time, or do you not vote in those races?
I vote.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the ground track?
I think they're going in the right direction.
Thank you so much. Okay, now I'm going to read you the name of some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feelings toward each of them, and I want you to tell me if you are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable about a people. And if you have no opinion or have never heard about a person, please say so. The first one is Gavin Newsom.
Yes, I've heard of him.
Are you very favorable or somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or neutral?
Very favorable.
What about Donald Trump?
Not favorable at all.
What about Kim Salas?
I don't really know anything about him.
Okay, what about Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
What about Leticia Perez?
Don't know who that is.
Okay, thank you so much. And would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job as county supervisor?
I wouldn't know. I don't know what she's saying.
Overall, do you think county supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
I don't know. I don't know what she's saying.
If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
And if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote? Kim Salas or Leticia Perez?
Leticia Perez.
Thank you so much. And how certain are you that you would vote for Leticia Perez, County Supervisor? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Please tell me which one of the following issues is the most important to you when deciding who to vote for when it comes to county supervisors: jobs and the economy, roads and traffic, homelessness, housing costs, crime, climate change, or county taxes?
Community.
I'm going to read you the options one more time. Jobs and the economy, roads and the traffic, homelessness, the other one is housing cost, crime, climate change, or county taxes. You said homelessness?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Kim Salas. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor. The first one is, Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe. Is that a very convincing reason to support her? somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason?
Somewhat convincing.
Salas will work to make county government more responsible to taxpayers. He said East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long, and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickups, road repair, and parks and recreation. How about that reason? How to make you feel? What do you think about that reason? Is it a very convincing reason?
Very convincing.
Very convincing. Thank you so much. Street and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, streetlights work, and the trash and graffiti are cleaned up. Is that a very convincing reason? Somewhat, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason?
Somewhat convincing.
Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts. What about that reason?
Somewhat convincing.
Salas will fight for real solution to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs. Is that a very convincing reason? Somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Very convincing.
After hearing more information, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote? Kim Salas or Leticia Perez?
Leticia?
Now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether that statement, if accurate, raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, or not real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez for county supervisor.
Okay.
Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community services for her offense. Is that like, does that raise like very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
No doubts.
As county supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all of California. And what about that one? Does that raise very serious doubts, minor doubts, or not real doubts?
Minor doubts.
Perez does not show up for work. In her last two terms, she missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings. What about that one?
No real doubts.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions only for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you're conservative, moderate, or liberal?
This is moderate.
What is the last year of education you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school, non-college, post-high school, some college, four-year college, mm-hmm. Graduate. Sorry?
Some college.
Some college, thank you. And what is the year that you were born in?
2002,
thank you so much. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yeah.
You or also a household member?
My whole family.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed in here?
Hispanic.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Benito Angel.
Okay, then thank you so much. This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.